After 5 years, what's been the best thing that you would say has happened for us or for this ministry as a couple? What would you say?
I think one other thing that has been really cool for me to see, and you and I talk about this all the time, how we actually see the Holy Spirit working in real time, in real sessions.
Yeah.
Because I can't even tell you, now, hon, maybe you're better than me at this, but how many times I'm in a session and I'm going, oh, Lord.
I have no idea where it's going.
I have no idea where I'm going on this one.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I do. We do like little mini prayers right there. Lord, help me right here. Help me right here. And it just is provided for. And I walk out of those sessions going, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think in real time to actually see the power of the Holy Spirit, how if you open your heart and your mind to asking for that, how all of a sudden things just come. Rock Solid Families wants to thank Maxwell Construction for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. For over 30 years, Maxwell Construction has been a leader in turning dreams into realities, building schools, banks, restaurants, and many other commercial and public facilities. Maxwell Construction has made it their priority to not just build buildings, but to build into their community. So if you have any construction needs, call them at 812-537-2200.
Welcome to Rock Solid Families Podcast. I am Linda Hutchinson here with my podcast husband of 5 years.
Whoa.
But my life husband of 36 years. Can you have a podcast husband?
Well, you hear about TV husbands and radio husbands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My podcast husband.
I like that little lead in. That kind of gets into our little anniversary show, doesn't it? Actually, I feel like we've done this show already.
Why?
Because when we started in the 2023 year, we talked about this will be our fifth year.
But we haven't done an anniversary show.
Because it wasn't until October that we would do that.
You know, October's a special year. Or
a special year.
Special month.
Yeah.
It's a special month for a lot of reasons. One is that we opened up our doors in October of 2018, and our office was open, and you spent months, August, September, October, months renovating our office and getting it ready.
That was actually a very welcome break, though.
Why?
Because I came off of school.
That's true.
And when I first came off school, I didn't know if I ever wanted to talk to anybody again. Because you were like, let's get this going. I'm like, I just got out of the counseling world. And you were like, oh my gosh, I don't know if his head's going to be right for this. But that summer gave me the opportunity to work with 2x4s and paint and carpet. And it was just good. By the time October came, I was like, okay, I'm done with this stuff.
Yeah. So you retired from the school world in May of 2018. And then the summer, like you said, we spent, and hon, I'll never forget. And I didn't even have this story in my notes, but driving around trying to figure out where our office was supposed to be. And we didn't know if it should be like in the greater Cincinnati area, like in downtown Cincinnati or Harrison, Ohio or Northern Kentucky or Southeast Indiana, like because we live in the Cincinnati tri-state area. It's like, where do we go? And I remember just you were still in school at the time and I'm just driving around praying, looking at office space and try checking out some things of what we were looking for. And I'll never forget driving into St. Leon, Indiana, and just literally after driving around praying, God, where do you want us? And I felt in my spirit the Lord say, bloom where you're planted. And I was like, well, where are we planted? Because like, you know, I'm from Northern Kentucky. You're from Cincinnati, White Oak area. We live in Southeast Indiana. Like, where is that? But for the last 36 years, we've called Southeast Indiana home.
Right.
Right. Since we've been married. And so bloom where we planted. And where do we plant our office?
Right where we live. I mean, literally a half mile away from where we live.
Right across the street.
Which, yeah. Another little asterisk note behind this is we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, guys. And so,
St. Leon, Indiana, you know, is not a metropolis.
Yeah, it's not at all. I mean, it does have an interstate going by, but it's kind of nothing out here. We got a couple of gas stations. That's about it. And so, I guess on paper, you would go, why do you choose here? Like, you know, before McDonald's opens up a new store, they do a whole inventory research on what kind of populace runs through this area. And we didn't do any research, and it's probably good that we did, because we would have been rejected. But so we ended up, and a big reason why is because we still had younger kids. We still had to get them to schools and sporting events and everything.
Cooking dinner.
And we do happen to live fairly close to the school. And it just made sense for us to be able to both work as close to home as possible and as close to the schools as possible. Yeah. So anyway, that was the big reason. And I think what's interesting is how, you know, God has just blessed what we're doing, and even though it might go against what the research might have shown or what logic might have shown, you know, like it's gone against that. And well, it's put food on the table for 5 years and, and well, way beyond that. So
it's thrived regardless of where we planted this ministry, because people are coming to us. They're driving half hour, 45 minutes, an hour to come to us because of what we're offering. So yes, October is our official start month of this nonprofit coaching organization called Rock Solid Families. But it's also, October was the beginning of our radio show that we did originally on the air at a local radio station. And for the first year, we did, we were on every Sunday night from 7 to 8 p.m.
Right.
But then we realized after a year that we had sponsors and things that were going straight to the radio show's pocket, when really most people listen to us as a podcast later on.
Yeah, they, it was a recorded show anyway. Yeah. It wasn't live. Yeah. So we were like, this could help our ministry. And so, that's kind of why we made that move. Nothing against the radio station or anything. It was just a better financial move.
So we went from Rock Solid Radio, just this past year, rebranded it to the Rock Solid Families Podcast. But, you know, that's where the original name title got. And so you'll hear, if you listen to a lot of our older shows, it says Rock Solid Radio. So after 5 years... What's been the best thing that you would say has happened for us or for this ministry as a couple? What would you say?
Well, one of the super obvious things would be that it's put food on our table for 5 years. And I don't think that we should take that for granted, because we did know if that would even happen.
We took a huge leap of faith.
So just personally, the idea that we've been able to be provided for through this ministry, that in itself is like a big win.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the other thing is that, like I said before, we didn't even do any research, official research, to see if there was a need for such a thing as what we were going to offer, especially in St. Leon, Indiana. And so we didn't even, we just had that idea because we were in the counseling world that, well, we believe there's a need, okay? But it was just off of the belief from our own kind of personal experience. And sometimes you can be in your own little world and you think it's everybody's world. But, and so the idea here that once we started, I think one of the big takeaways is, wow, there is a need, a huge need. And, we have been used to be able to meet that, a big a part of it, right? We're never going to meet all of that, but we, so I think that's one big takeaway, that we are actually meeting a need. And I think when you and I talk to people all the time, and they say, especially people locally in the community, we are so glad that we have you guys in our community.
Yeah.
Like, because it is a smaller community. And the idea that a small community like this can have somebody, you know, right next door to help work on marriages and family stuff. And it just speaks to the importance of the area that we live in, how important family and marriage really is.
And how unique this ministry is, because we have clients who have drove hour or plus to come see us, and then it's gotten very taxing on their schedule and their kids. And then literally they're, I just had one the other day living way out in Northern Kentucky saying, what else is there near me that's like you guys? It's hard. It's hard to find this type. But hun, for me, I would say bringing hope and healing to so many individuals and couples and families through the last 5 years, through the power of God and His Word. It's not us, okay? Mm-hmm. And for many who have been suffering mentally, relationally, spiritually, physically, even for years, sometimes decades. I mean, I think back to some of the couples that you and I have worked with that have been married 30, 40, 50 plus years, and they would say that more than half of that, they've been miserable.
Right.
And to think that they did not tap into the healing power of God and His Word and how transforming that has been for them. That's probably, for me, the greatest gift and blessing that I've had, because honestly, that wasn't even on their radar as being an option, you know?
Well, on that note, you know, I think it's very cliche that we talk about, well, you know, you need the Holy Spirit, you need the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to be in God's Word. And, you know, you get that all over the church world. I think one other thing that has been really cool for me to see, and you and I talk about this all the time, how we actually see the Holy Spirit working in real time, in real sessions.
Yeah.
Because I can't even tell you, now, hon, maybe you're better than me at this, but how many times I'm in a session and I'm going, oh, Lord.
I have no idea where it's going.
I have no idea where I'm going on this one.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I do. We do like little mini prayers right there. Lord, help me right here. Help me right here. And it just is provided for. And I walk out of those sessions going, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think in real time to actually see the power of the Holy Spirit, how if you open your heart and your mind to asking for that, how all of a sudden things just come, right? And when you have your own agenda and you're going to drive a session a certain way, how all of a sudden it gets muddy and sticky and you're like, how'd I get here? Okay. So I think that's one of the coolest things. And a walk away for me on that is if you don't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, I would like to invite you into sessions, but I can't really do that. But just really talk to people in their life transformations, because when you see life transformation, that's where you go, wow,
but
that's amazing.
I'm just going to put something out there, because there's probably somebody listening that'll be like, well, I've not experienced that. I've not experienced the Holy Spirit being unleashed in my life. And can I just tell you, a lot of times it's because of wounds, deep pain that keeps them stuck, or that barrier between them and the Lord. Maybe they blame God for their dad leaving them, or their husband leaving them, or maybe some childhood abuse that they've never healed from that keeps this barrier between them and God. And so they feel like God doesn't care, God doesn't hear them, God doesn't want anything good for them. And so when we do the practical healing of some of those deep wounds, then we see, like you said, the unleashing of the Holy Spirit and powerful transformation and healing that occurs. So, you know, hon, over the past 5 years, we have seen over 1,200 different family units. And so since we opened our office door in October of 2018, and sometimes it's a husband and wife, sometimes it's a teen and their parents, sometimes it's a single mom or a divorced dad or a grieving widow, but 1,200 different family units over the past 5 years. And hon, we've averaged 1,000 coaching sessions, over 1,000 coaching sessions, at least the last 3 years or so. The first couple were, we were just getting our name out and really building a reputation of being somewhere to go. But over the last 3 or 4 years, we have seen over 1,000 coaching sessions. That's even before we hired our new coach, Meredith Scudder. So yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think also in this past 5 years, we're going to give you, I'm going to give you a little confession. We do two podcasts a week. We do Rock Solid Families, this one here, and then we also do Strong Dads. And the confession is, you know, Linda and I look at the metrics, the analytics of those numbers, and we're always like, man, you know, because you get used to seeing everybody going viral.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gone viral, guys. Okay. And so you look at the numbers and you're going, man, like what's going on here? But here's what does get me about that. There is not a day or a week that goes by where somebody doesn't make reference to us about something they learned and heard on one of our shows. And so that is reason enough right there for us to say, hey, Man, somebody got a tidbit of information mm-hmm. or some direction through a challenge. And so we will continue to produce these podcasts because they become great resources for Linda and I, but also for our clients. And so that's something too that, and you don't know when you start a show like that, exactly like where it's going to go, you know? And so, you know, here we go. We're starting sixth season and for this show. It just is a great resource.
Yeah. So there's thousands and thousands of people who have been reached through those downloads and through those podcasts, not to mention the classes we've taught. Just today, we got an email through someone who heard us speak over a year ago, and they looked at their spouse at the time and said, "We need to get help." And today they messaged and said, "We are reaching out for help. And it's long way overdue." And I asked them how they found out about us, and that's how. And so, you know, you don't know the seeds that have been planted and how God is going to water that and grow that. So our classes and the way we've spoken, the times we've spoken at different churches and schools, our blogs that we write and our newspaper articles, we have people still some older ladies, you know, especially who read the local paper that, you know, a lot of people don't even buy a paper anymore or pick up a paper. But, you know, a lot of people say, "I read your article." You know, I really appreciated your article this week in the paper. So,
So right now you might go, "Wow, they're doing a lot of bragging on themselves." Okay.
On God.
Yeah. Let's just stop. And the idea here is purposefully and knowingly, we are wanting to give the credit to God. And so in 2 Corinthians 10:17, it makes a statement, "But he who boasts is to boast on the Lord." And so, you know, we're just telling you, like, things get laid on your heart. You know, God gives you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean he gives you what you want. He gives you what you should desire, what you should desire. And so when you start to desire to do things like serve in his way, then he starts to bless it. And I think that's been a lesson for us too, that if as long as we are not getting in our selfish way, which by the way, occurs, right? That's the human nature. And so when we try to just stay in his way, how he blesses that, and then guys, we should boast on him.
Yeah.
And that's where we say, "Man, he blessed us."
Yeah.
You know, he has taken care of us. He has shown us grace. So anyway, that's been a huge thing here.
Yeah. You know, we've had the blessing of partnering with hundreds of families, churches, schools, other nonprofits. We have just had the huge blessing of having to coordinate and collaborate with other entities to really bring healing and hope to people and families. And so we're thankful for that. And I know, as Merle said, we're not boasting in ourselves because, you know, those 1,200 different family units, every one of those numbers has a name. We're not going to share names tonight, but, you know, every number has a name, and every name has a story, and every story matters to God. I'll give my old preacher credit for that one, that he used to say that all the time.
Say that. I've heard that whole thing before.
It means something to me. Like, it's not just about the numbers. It's not just about, you know, the money brought in by donations or whatever. It's about life transformation and what God is doing in each of these names and numbers stories, you know, so we're thankful for that.
Tell about some of the different, when you start this out, guys, you say, well, you're going to do marriage and family work, and you don't really know. That's such a broad-based thing. When we started, we said, well, we're going to throw some spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks, you know? And so tell a little bit about some of the different groups and sectors of people and populations that you have seen walk in, and maybe just a little bit of like what they're looking for.
Yeah. You know, there has been a misconception that Rock Solid Families is just all about the family. And so, you know, everybody is a part of a family.
Right.
And so that's a broad term to mean really anybody. And so I've had the privilege of working with a lot of young adults, young adult women, And I'll tell you, especially during COVID, hon, our young adult women were really struggling. And, you know, especially that transition into adulthood, you know, it seems scary on a normal day. And then all of a sudden you've got COVID interrupting things and that fear-based kind of mentality that we were in. And so, you know, it's tough launching into adulthood, into that unknown. And so I remember one of my high school clients who was a thriving, at one point, athlete and in the classroom and popular girl. And she was struggling with panic attacks and anxiety to a point it was crippling her. Mm-hmm. And so she came and she started to do the work and started to really make changes and take care of herself instead of just kind of pouring it all out and leaving nothing behind. And so now I think of her and I just think how she's a thriving college student who I know that's in her rear view mirror, but that was a really challenging time for her.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that her family trusted us and she trusted me to come in and do the work.
Yeah.
How about you?
One reason why we knew we were going to start this, and it came from all the years that we actually worked in the schools with families and you working in the church, but just specifically the amount of parents that are struggling with the parenting process. Yeah. And I think that in itself, because, you know, we talk about having a God-centered and then a spouse-centered, a marriage-centered family, right? And rather than a child-centered family. And so the idea here that we have gone very astray in understanding that we've got to keep this marriage together, but then giving parents confidence again in parenting.
Yeah.
Because the world, I think that we continue to do shows on this, how the media, the social media, the music, the schools, everything else is kind of dictating what's right and wrong and how we should parent. And so parents are coming in here with they've got a mess on their hands and they're going, I don't know what to do. And I think sometimes, you know, if you went back 50 or 60 years, old grandma would be going like, well, why'd you do that? That's ridiculous, you know, because it was so common sense for so many generations. But one of the concerns that we actually see is we have lost the generation before or are losing, and their impact is not as great in terms of good parenting. And so I think that's one thing that you and I, and not to say that we have it right. I mean, we're still parenting and we're going, wow, we got that
It's tougher and tougher. Yeah. We've parented in two generations. We have a 32-year-old down to a 15-year-old. So with a big gap in between. And so we know that there has been a shift, a change in just the challenges as parents. So, you know, and hun, let's talk about the single parents, you know, the whether it be through divorce, whether it be through death, whether it be by choice. Families with single parents have unique challenges. You know, they're parenting, they have to be mom and dad, right? And so they juggle that. And man, it's so stressful that a lot of them are parenting out of guilt or even shame, fear, and that really affects their parenting approach. So we, like you said, I love that word confidence, you know, and not confidence in yourself, but confidence in Christ and who God has called you to be as a mom or a dad. And so that's why God has got to be involved in this, because just because you say so isn't usually good enough.
Yeah.
So we got to involve a holy higher power.
Yeah. It's confidence in the game plan.
Yeah.
It's confidence in the way. And so when the way has been dictated by somebody other than the word, then it's up for grabs as to whether it's going to be effective or not. So it's like, no, I know the way of parenting because it's been given to me. So I have a game plan and I need to stick with the game plan. So, you know, I will say, hon, when you talk about the single parent, that's the population of parents that I have the greatest sympathy for because I think of us. I mean, without you and hopefully without me, I don't know how we would do it because you got a tag team.
Yeah.
You got to take everything.
When you're tired.
From driving kids to certain things to discipline. Yeah. Like certain times, you know, one of your kiddos is wearing you out. And you're like, you know what? Like, will you tag me? Because I need to get out before I hurt somebody.
Yeah.
So just that single parent who never gets a chance to truly get away and kind of refresh and rebuild, that fatigue goes on. And, you know, even the best of the single parents are just going to be exhausted. So I have a kind of a special heart for
Me
them
too.
And trying to just recruit resources for yes. them, whether it's a Big Brothers program yeah. or bringing in a grandpa or a coach, man, anything yeah. we can do to help sort of buffer that load. Yeah.
You know, I've used the analogy of Moses before. Moses fighting, I think it was the Amalekites. You know, this is one of the strongest men of God characters in the Bible. But yet when he held his arms up in battle, the Israelites won. Mm-hmm. But then he got tired. Mm-hmm. And the arms would start to fall down. And when they would fall down, they would start to lose the battle. And mm-hmm. so in the story, there are two men that came alongside Moses to hold up his arms mm-hmm. when he was weary in battle. And that's what I think about when you mention about just getting exhausted and tag teaming. Our single parents, we have great empathy for them. And we want to really encourage them and equip them to be able to finish well when it comes to parenting. Speaking of parenting, you know, I think about our teens. Mm. We have a lot of teens, you know, we've shared this statistic before, but a quarter of our clients are 21 and under. And so we're seeing a lot of teenagers.
And I'm going to guess, but probably 80-85% are female. Of that group you're talking about.
Yeah. And so we're thankful. That's why we hired an additional coach, Meredith Scudder, to our team, who really picked up the slack with our teenage girls and young adult women. And it's been an epidemic. And hun, I remember one junior high girl years ago who came in struggling with this whole concept of gender confusion, which we've done shows on before. Mm-hmm. And I remember she was, you know, struggling making friends at school. And the only girls that seemed to befriend her were those that were struggling and confused themselves mm-hmm. and very lonely. And so now that teenage girl, through the work that she's done with Rock Solid Families and really finding a church home and connecting with a church group, she is a thriving high school student who knows her identity and her purpose in Christ, mm-hmm. not what other girls may say to her or try to convince her of. So celebrating that and just the victory that we find when we really do heal those wounds and where that confusion is coming from and finding your purpose and identity in Christ.
It seems that every generation says, boy, I wouldn't want to be a teen today, you know? but I will say that definitely holds true right now.
Yeah.
You know, the teens have the youth on their side, so their bodies mm-hmm. and their strength and all that is just coming on. But the bombardment of the mm-hmm. world and the influence of the world is definitely distracting them from the way of mm-hmm. Christ. Yeah. And so as you talk about, hun, the confusion, and remember, confusion is the seed that sprouts mm-hmm. into anxiety mm-hmm. and depression, okay? Yeah. And so you get depression high enough, people lose hope. Mm-hmm. And so when you read these statistics that teens are at an all-time high for depression and suicide mm-hmm. attempts, you have to know that it all mm-hmm. started with confusion,
yeah.
right? And so if you're a parent right now and your teen is in there, when they are struggling, it's because of that confusion. That's where yeah. it started.
Yeah.
And so being a teen today, there are more things mm. to confuse them that take them off path. And when you're confused, you have no confidence.
Oh. And can I just tell you, secular therapy today is doing, I shouldn't say that. Let me rephrase. There is a lot of secular therapists out there who are mm-hmm. doing more harm than good sure. to our teenagers.
To the confusion.
To the confusion. Mm-hmm. And that is one huge reason why we are a nonprofit faith-based ministry. Mm-hmm. We are not doing licensed therapy. We are doing faith-based coaching because we believe that we cannot pour more confusion onto our students. We've got to help them find truth and have mm-hmm. that foundation that is unshakable. And so, again, if you're just new to Rock Solid Families, we would love for you to partner with us because this is a mission that we are both on, and we have a lot of people partnering with us to be on because we believe that there is, like you said, a huge need out there, hon, that we have the opportunity to speak that truth in love into families' lives and into our kids' lives.
Yeah, yeah. Another demographic or group that I in particular have tried to grab hold of are the men.
Yeah, yeah.
And
strong dads.
And you know, men, not just the teens, but grown men have really been led astray with the confusion for lots of societal reasons, lots of worldly messaging. And so we have men that have gone off course, and they lose their identity in terms of what am I here for? What am I about? And so the confusion comes when I don't know what to do, so I'm going to follow my flesh. And so we, I mean, I work with guys all the time, and you know, you hear the common story. Oftentimes they're involving drugs, alcohol, and sex, and in confusion, or bouncing around in jobs and life in general. Then comes marriage and divorce, and then comes kids and kids out of wedlock. And then I get these guys frequently, I get these guys, and they're typically coming to me somewhere in the late 20s to mid 30s is where all of a sudden the wrecking ball has hit them, and they go, oh my gosh, what have I done? And so that particular group is something that, that's where Strong Dads came from, that whole idea of saying, because I was fortunate, you were fortunate, we had a strong dad in our life. And, you know, the very first question, you guys have heard me say this before, is I ask these guys, tell me about your dad's story. And it doesn't mean every dad's story is bad, but so many dad's stories are bad that these guys just don't know where to go. They're confused. And so just grabbing hold of strong dads and helping these guys kind of heal the wounds and then maintain something that's more healthy, that's been really cool.
Yeah. You know, we've had a lot of empty nesters. We used to be empty nesters
For about a minute.
we have a lot of empty nesters dealing with adult children and grandchildren. And we've done several shows, hon, on the whole concept of cancel culture today. And one of the biggest casualties of this cancel culture mentality has been our family. And so we've got moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas that have been cut out of their son or daughter's life because of different opinions like politics or gender or vaccines, you know, you name it. And so we have these family members coming into us and just saying, like, what do I do with that? Like, how do I love my child when we can't even sit around a table and talk about things, you know? Or they've said, I'm done with you. You're dead to me. And, you know, they're using children and grandchildren sometimes as a pawn. And, you know, we have story after story of grandma's hearts just broken by the anger and resentment of children, adult children, who basically just cut them out because they disagreed. That's a very sad demographic today.
One of our most obvious demographics are the couples in crisis. I mean, that's a big reason why the doors were open to begin with. And so I think in that area, one of the things, I don't know if it shocked me, but it just brought even more light to me, the idea that the mid veteran to late year marriages. So the people that have been married 15, 20, 30 years old, how much they are walking into our doors because the marriage has gone adrift.
They just feel like they're grinding it out.
It's stale. The kids were the only glue that they had to hold them together. And so the couple being in crisis is a big deal. And, you know, to the old phrase, can we teach an old dog a new trick? You know, I mean, if you're 20 years deep in the marriage, you've practiced a lot of bad or not good habits. And sometimes, you know, I tell them right off the bat, hey, first off, this is doable. Secondly, put your work boots and work gloves on, because it's going to take some work. And if your heart's not in it to do it, then there's no easy way through it, because you've been digging this way for so long. So, but the couples in crisis, that's a big, big reason why we exist.
And hon, you and I came from the church and the school world, and we have worked with couples for over 35 years each, and we have seen God work in so many amazing ways. So we know that God is capable. We trust him, and we believe that God can do amazing things with two willing hearts. And so, yes, Couples in Crisis, through our Rock Solid Marriage Program, which is our online coaching program that we developed the workbook for and the videos for. And so, you know, we've had a great success. I just had an email just the other day from one of our online Rock Solid Marriage couples that just said, thank you for this resource, because it's strengthened our marriage and it's really helped us to connect better. So, you know, it's out there, and, you know, we're so thankful for the opportunities that we've had.
We've named some of the big rocks that are in our bucket.
Rock solid.
Rock solid. But some of the smaller rocks, but they're no less important, especially to the people. The every story has a name, right?
Yeah.
And so are some of the ones with adoptive or fostering parents or kids, kids that are in the courts or there's court order things going on, grandparents raising children now, raising their grandchildren. That one has been a little bit bigger rock than we thought it was going to be. So these are some of the things that come in that, man, there's heavy, and difficult to solve.
Yeah. And can I just tell you some really raw emotions, people dealing with tragedies that happen just, you know, within the week, like they're calling us when they've lost their child suddenly or tragedy happened or, you know, abuse case, the abuse has been discovered. I mean, we're talking raw emotion. And so we don't take it lightly. We consider it a privilege to walk alongside people in their pain and to offer them that hope of Christ, the healing that comes through him and his word. Like we consider it a privilege. And so we've been doing this for the last 5 years and we want to be here for a really long time. So again, we would love for you to partner with us. If you haven't already, man, you can go to rocksolidfamilies.org and you can click the donate button. Just partner with us. Say, we believe in this ministry. We want this mission of strong and healthy families. And again, it's through God and his word. It's not us, it's him.
Very good. Okay. So what's your one takeaway from the past 5 years that you want to interject into the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Wow. You didn't tell me you were going to ask me that.
You got to be ready.
The one takeaway.
It's been deeply steeped into your experience, and you want to make sure
you can
do better and get it out into the next.
I got it. So it would be my life verse, which I use on a lot of shows, but I would end with this because I live my life this way. And it comes from Ephesians 3:20-21.
You said your life verse. I thought you said your life first. And I was like, where's she going with this one? Okay.
My life verse.
By the way, I'm getting hearing aids sometime here in the next decade.
Scripture. And it says, now to him, which means the Lord, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine, because it's his power, the Lord's power, the Holy Spirit, that's work in us. And to him be the glory in the church in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. I believe that with all my heart. And I have to constantly remind myself that God, he is able to do more than I could ever dream of, that I can ever imagine. And I'm going to trust in him to do that. But as you and I know, because you and I have experienced that as you were just talking about, the Holy Spirit wants to work in us and through us. And we've got to keep our heart open and our mind open to that Spirit. So the people that walk in our doors have experienced such trauma and pain that it's created a barrier so that they have not experienced that freedom and power in Christ. And so for me, it would be to know that there is freedom in Christ and there is power in his name. And so I want to keep bringing that in the next 5 years to anyone who walks through our doors. How about you?
I was hoping you're going to bring it back to me because I mean, you don't go through these experiences and have no takeaway. Hopefully you have a takeaway, right? And, you know, for me, the takeaway, I'm stronger in my faith now than I was 5 years ago, right? And sometimes when that doesn't mean we walk out with a kick in our step every day, because sometimes cases and sessions beat you down, right? But I'm stronger in my faith. And I think my takeaway would be the idea that our purpose and job is to align ourselves in the way of Christ. And I've mentioned many times on shows, and it's kind of becoming my mantra, that there's God's nature and there's human nature, and we are blessed when we fall into God's nature. And if I want to know what God's nature is, Jesus was the number one teacher. And so there's parables. Like I find myself going to various parables and saying, you see how weird that is? That's because it's God's nature and it's not human nature. And so for me, gravitating and having that attraction to seeking God's nature, and because when we seek God's nature, that is when the Holy Spirit is recognized. That's because now you can see it. You can like, oh, now that's why we see the Holy Spirit now work in our sessions. So not necessarily my favorite number one verse, my life verse, but one that I think really hits home here is in Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Mm-hmm. And guys, all of this comes down to the idea of where do you get your hope from? When people come into us and they're challenged, right? They're on that last string of hope, right? And sometimes people come into us and they'll say, you are our last hope. And right away we're going, no. We're okay. But really they're saying, man, we don't know what else could happen, could work here. And so for me, it really is, man, we get aligned with the way of Christ, okay, which is God's way. We align ourselves and seek it out, learn it, how we start getting blessed. So that would be my takeaway that I really want to run into the next years.
Yeah, and you know, when you say that, hon, it makes me think of two verses. One's out of Proverbs 16:3. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Proverbs 16:3. And then the other one is, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So what I'm hearing you say is, when you align yourself with the Lord and his ways and his nature, that, you know, it's not always going to be rosy. There's still going to be bumps in the road, but you're blessed, you're protected, you're guided, and you're comforted, and you're strengthened. And man, that's what we want to give to our clients. And so it's been a privilege, and it's been a ride, and we've not killed each other yet working together.
No, not yet. No.
So we hope it will be around another 5 years or so.
Yeah. So guys, we do want to thank you. We're going to close the show out. We got lots of things coming up in the year to come here. Everything from here on the microphones to what's actually happening in real time in our office. So stay tuned. All right. You can check us out on so many different things that we're doing at rocksolidfamilies.org. Please always feel free to call for help at the office at 812-576-7625. All right. We want to thank our sponsors. It is because sponsors and you guys supporting us that we're able to continue to do what we do. So we want to thank Maxwell Construction and Casey's Outdoor Solutions. All right. And so, give us a 5-star rating, guys, and help us out.
Yeah, please share our shows. You know, we thank you for the referrals that we get all the time. People say that my friend told me, my family member told me. And so we couldn't do what we do without you. So thank you for listening to the Rock Solid Families podcast, making a stronger community, one family at a time. Make it a great day.
Rock Solid Families wants to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. Casey's has grown to be one of the largest and most unique garden centers and gift shops in the Cincinnati tri-state area. Whether you are looking to take on that next landscape project or simply add a little home decor to your house, Casey's has you covered. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Call them today at 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home.